Hey there, little explorers. Today, we're going on a big adventure to a place called the desert.
Ooh, the desert.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. We're going to follow two sisters, Livia and Macy, on their first ever camping trip to the desert.
Wow, their first time.
Have you ever been to the desert?
I have.
What was it like?
It was so sunny and warm, and there was sand everywhere.
I bet it felt like you were on another planet.
Yeah, it kind of did.
Well, Livia and Macy were a little nervous at first, but as soon as they arrived, their eyes got super wide with wonder.
Really?
The desert stretched out in front of them, a giant sea of golden sand. And you know what else?
What?
There were giant rocks that looked like they were stacked by giants.
Whoa,
And then
giants.
there were these plants called cacti.
Cacti.
Yeah, have you ever seen a cactus?
I think so.
Well, they look really prickly, like a porcupine.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those on TV.
And some of them, like the saguaro cactus, they stand so tall with their arms reaching up to the sky.
Wow, I bet they love to give the sun a big hug.
They probably do. And you know what's really cool about the saguaro cactus is that it can grow taller than a house.
Taller than a house. Wait.
And they can live for hundreds of years.
That's older than my grandma.
And guess what?
What?
It has a secret superpower.
A superpower. Tell me, tell me.
Okay, so it can store tons of water in its thick trunk.
Like a camel.
Exactly like a camel.
Wow, that's so
Like
cool.
a giant water bottle in the middle of the desert.
That's amazing.
And speaking of amazing things, Livia and Macy's dad promised them a special treat. They were going to go stargazing in the desert night sky.
Ooh, I love
Me
stargazing.
too. Have you ever done it in the desert?
No, but I've always wanted to.
Well, the desert sky at night, it's something truly special.
Why?
Because there are no big city lights to block the view so you can see thousands and thousands of stars.
Wow.
And they twinkle like tiny diamonds scattered across a black velvet cloth.
That sounds beautiful.
And you can even see planets like Venus shining brightly. Livia and Macy were so excited, they snuggled up in their blankets and gazed up in wonder. They even got to use a telescope to see the moon up close.
A telescope. I love
Me
telescopes.
too. They're so much fun.
Did they see any aliens?
I don't think so.
Huh?
But they did see all the craters and mountains on the moon. It looked like a giant bumpy cheese.
Yummy cheese.
You know why the desert sky is so good for stargazing?
Why?
Because the air in the desert is very dry and clear, which makes it perfect for seeing faraway objects in space.
Oh, I get it. It's
Yeah.
like having giant magnifying glass for the sky.
You got it. The desert is full of surprises, isn't it?
It sure is. What else did they see?
Let's talk about some of the amazing creatures they discovered during their adventure.
Okay.
What do you think is the coolest thing about desert animals?
Well, maybe it's how they've learned to live in the heat. Because during the day when the sun is high and hot, a lot of the animals have to find clever ways to stay cool.
Oh, like that little lizard Livia spotted hiding under a rock.
Exactly. The shade helps them stay cool when the desert floor feels like a frying pan.
Ouch.
And a lot of desert animals are most active during the cooler times of the day, like early in the morning or late at night when the sun is down.
So they're like little ninjas sneaking around when it's cooler.
That's a great way to put it. They come out when it's cooler and quieter, like secret agents on a mission.
I love it.
They're like secret agent animals.
And remember those tiny little flowers Livia and Macy saw?
Oh, yeah, the ones that were all different colors.
Yeah, their mom said they only bloom after it rains.
That's interesting.
Yeah, why do you think that is?
Well, you see, those are called ephemeral plants, and they have a really cool trick.
What kind of trick?
They can stay asleep for months or even years just waiting for some rain.
Wow, they're like sleepyheads.
And then when the rain finally comes, they all wake up and bloom.
So the desert is covered in colorful flowers.
Exactly. It's like a giant, colorful party.
Awesome. So even though it doesn't rain a lot in the desert when it does, it's a super special time for everyone.
You got it. Everything comes alive.
Yeah.
Speaking of coming alive, do you remember how Macy was wondering why the desert gets so cold at night?
Yeah. It's hot during the day and cold at night. That's kind of weird.
Well, it all has to do with something called thermal inertia.
Thermal inertia. What's that?
Imagine the desert is like a big pot on a stove.
Okay, a pot on a stove.
During the day, the sun is like a giant burner that heats up the pot really fast.
Okay, it.
But then at night, when the burner's turned off, the pot loses all its heat because there's nothing to keep it
Oh,
warm.
so the desert's like the pot and the sun is like the burner.
You got it.
But why does the desert get cold so fast?
Because it doesn't have lots of trees and plants to trap the heat like other places.
So it's like a giant oven during the day and a giant refrigerator at night.
That's a great way to put it.
So cool. Now I want to hear about the campfire. Livia Macy and their family, they all gathered around a warm campfire under the desert sky.
Ooh, that sounds so cozy.
I know, right? Sitting around the campfire telling stories and looking at all those stars, it sounds like the perfect ending to a day in the desert.
It really does. There's something special about a campfire, don't you think?
Yeah, it's like magic.
Yeah, and it brings everyone together to share stories and make memories.
And that's exactly what Livia and Macy did. They realized that the desert wasn't just an empty hot place.
Yeah, they discovered a whole world full of surprises, beauty, and amazing creatures.
It's kind of like a reminder that even in places that seem tough, life can still find a way.
Exactly.
And just like Livia and Macy, we can all learn so much from the desert.
So what do you think, little explorers, what would you be most excited to see if you went on a desert adventure?
And what questions would you have?
Would you want to see a giant saguaro cactus? Or maybe a sneaky desert lizard?
What about those colorful ephemeral flowers that pop up after the rain?
There's so much to see and learn in the desert.
Here's something to think about. Even though the desert can be a tough place to live, all the plants and animals there have figured out how to not only survive, but also thrive.
That's true.
Maybe we can learn from them, right?
Yeah, we can learn how to overcome challenges in our own lives by being creative and never giving up.
The desert shows us that we can adapt and grow even in the most unexpected places.
It reminds us to look closer, ask questions, and always be curious about the world around us.
So keep exploring, little explorers. There's a whole world waiting to be discovered.
And who knows, maybe someday you'll get to experience the magic of the desert for yourself.
So next time you see a picture of a desert, or maybe you read about it in a book.
Where you learn about it in school.
Yeah, remember Livia and Macy's adventure and all the cool things they saw.
Remember that it's not just sand.
Yeah, it's a whole world full of amazing things.
With plants and animals that have learned all sorts of tricks to survive.
And maybe, just maybe, you'll get to experience the magic of the desert yourself one day.
Until then, keep exploring.
And keep learning.
Because there's a whole world waiting to be discovered.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.